Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast. And now, Sean Taylor, or me. I am Sean Taylor, and I hope you will bear with me while I try to do my very first ever podcast. Today we're going to have several guests, including Nathaniel Rink to talk about pizza, Rizzo's Fine Pizza, Kitsy Taylor for the Serial Killer Minute, and Charles Casso will join us to talk about Star Trek. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy. First of all, in pizza news, I went to a pizza place that I'd never been to before called Rizzo's Fine Pizza. It's on Steinway Street and 30th Avenue out in Astoria, Queens. It is some really delicious pizza. They have the Sicilian crust, which is the square pizza, and regular Neapolitan circular style. And the crust is very, very thin, but that doesn't mean it isn't good. I went there with a friend of mine, Nat Rink, and he was in from Boston, and I'm going to give him on the phone here, and then we're going to talk about the pizza experience. Thanks.
Hello?
Hey, Nat Rink. This is Sean Taylor.
And what's up, Sean Taylor?
Hey, not much. Just recording my first ever podcast, and I was just telling the people that listen, or the person that's going to listen to this podcast, that Rizzo's Fine Pizza is exactly that. And what did you think of the pizza?
I thought it was fantastic.
I had the square slice, and what I particularly liked about it was the sauce, because I noticed there's a lot of spices in the sauce that sort of brought out, I thought, the flavor.
My cell phone battery's just about to die. I'm really sorry.
What?
It's beeping at me. I didn't want to just, like, let you, like,
fine,
get the flip gear
over.
Off the line.
Flip over.
All right, I'll call you in a second.
Call me in a second. Bye.
All right, bye.
So, like I was saying, Rizzo's Fine Pizza is a delicious pizza, and pretty soon we'll get a call back from Nat Rink. And I think he's still there.
He's interviewing me about
I'm kind of curious what he's saying. Yeah, he doesn't think I.
So he wants to put it on a podcast.
I'm still now. I'm getting a call on the other line. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Nat Rink.
What's up, Sean Taylor?
Hey, that's much better. You're much better sound quality.
Oh, good. Excellent. This phone always makes me feel like I'm being too loud, actually.
Well, you're fine. I think this phone is making me a little louder than I probably should be, but you're coming in at a perfect volume. But anyway, we were talking about Rizzo's Fine Pizza.
Yes.
Now, if I recall, we had a pretty busy night the night before, so maybe we didn't eat as much of Rizzo's pizza as we could have, but did you have any of it?
I did. I had one slice.
That's
it was
right.
Good. It was fantastic, in fact.
Mm-hmm. And did it cure any hangover?
Is my real name going on this? Because I hear that employers do searches on Google.
Oh, never mind. Don't answer the question, because yes, your real name is, because you're an authority in the field, because you really went to the place. So you had a fantastic slice of pizza. Okay.
I did. If I had been hungover, I'm sure it would have been a wonderful hangover cure.
What did you think of that gumball machine that was right there in the middle of the store?
I really enjoyed the gumball machine. I thought it was a nice touch, except for the fact that it seems to attract kids to the store, which, yeah, I hate kids. And the stupid kid, after he did the gumball thing, had to go around telling everybody about how cool the gumball machine was and how you put the quarter in and the gumball rolls down into the, you know, down the chute and around, and then the gumball comes out. And he explained that to me and to Jesse and to everybody else in the store, and then sat on the back of my chair and
That is the exact...
Jeff got triggered up by the gumball because he was kicking and pounding and jumping over the chair and looking at us and...
Well, really that is...
Especially exactly somebody possibly had been allegedly, possibly, maybe hungover.
Exactly. That's the type of thing that might annoy someone who would be hungover. But in general, kids are wonderful, and they would also enjoy Rizzo's Fine Pizza and the gumball machine that's situated right there in the middle. It's gigantic. I've never seen a gumball machine that big. It's one of those roller coaster gumball machines. Another topic I'm going to be talking about later in this podcast, roller coasters.
Okay.
But
I'm afraid of them.
What's that?
I'm afraid of them.
You're afraid of roller coasters?
Yeah, I don't go on roller coasters.
But, I mean, you are grown up now, and I love going on roller coasters, and it would be kind of a fun thing for us to do. Maybe we should go, like, meet, and, you know, Cedar Point it's got, like, the highest, the fastest roller coasters out there in Ohio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, maybe we ought to, you ought to try some of those roller coasters out. I'll go with you.
Yeah, maybe. I guess if you've got a fear of roller coasters, there's nothing better for it than to go on the highest and fastest one. Maybe we could do the bumper cars instead. Or the teacups. I like the teacups.
We got to go to... Maybe we'll go to Six Flags here in New Jersey.
Maybe. Or we could go to Funtown in Maine.
What's Funtown?
Funtown is... I don't know. It's an amusement park that's, like, dedicated to fun.
I thought that was, like, a part of a pickup line. You know, hey, I'll give you two tickets to Funtown.
Yeah.
For you and your sister.
Or maybe a song sung by a 70s group.
Take me to Funtown. Right?
That might be it.
Well, thank you, Nat Rink, for joining us, or for any employer listening. Thank you, Peter...
Griffin.
Houston, yeah.
Peter Houston Griffin.
Of course. How could I forget that second part of your made-up last name? Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you later. I'm going to finish this podcast.
All right, that sounds good.
All right,
Rizzo's Pizza rules.
Yeah, Rizzo's Fine Pizza. Very fine pizza.
Fantastic pizza.
Hey, and we're back. Hopefully there'll be some sort of segue there. Right now there isn't. There's just me unplugging a microphone and plugging in another microphone. Anyway, there's so much more show to go. We already talked a little bit. We touched on roller coasters, and we also talked about pizza. But a lot of people are probably wondering about serial killers. Well, this week's serial killer is John Wayne Gacy. A lot of people hear that name, and they know he's a serial killer, but they don't know who he killed and if he was ever caught. If he was caught, whatever happened to him. But we're in luck because I happen to know an authority on serial killers, and that is Kitsy Taylor. You might recognize the last name because it's my last name, but she had it first because she's my mother. So I'm going to get her on the phone, and we're going to find out whatever happened to this John Wayne Gacy, and why did he deserve it?
Hello?
Hello, Mom. This is Sean.
How you doing? Is my reception good? Because I'm in a bathtub. I just wondered if it was working out.
Oh, gee. It's decent reception. It sounds like you're in a tunnel.
Underwater.
I almost would prefer you would have been in a tunnel when I called. But today's podcast, I've already talked about pizza and I touched on roller coasters, but the next topic was serial killers, and the one in particular was John Wayne Gacy.
What do you want to know about him, or what do you want to talk about him?
Well, I did look up a little bit of information because I didn't want to be completely unprepared for my first ever podcast.
Okay.
But it turns out he was born in 1942 and died in 1994. And do you know how he died?
I believe he was put to death, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Lethal injection.
Right. I mean, he was one of the ones that actually got. And, I mean, like Jeffrey Dahmer, he pleaded out and had life, and then remember was killed in the bathroom in prison. But John Wayne Gacy was actually put to death, which was, you know, kind of lets you know the system works occasionally.
Yeah, well, the system worked though, but it did take him. Didn't he rack up quite a body count?
Yeah, 32, I think.
32 people. Wow.
specific to, and they're all kind of young boys, and it's kind of sad because he would entice them to meet along with him by saying he's going to give them a job, and he was really a homosexual killer. So it was, you know, really bad. It was the people of the Chicago suburb, I believe. Is that right? Or
I think so, because it's Juliet, Illinois is where he ended up serving his time.
Joliet,
oh.
Okay, well, yeah, okay, then it was Chicago, yeah, that's right. And it was, you know, he buried a lot of the bodies in his basement in Crawl Space. And, in fact, he buried a bunch there, like 20 or something. A couple in the yard, and then he ran out of space and started dumping them in the river.
Wow, so he only went to the river's always the first thing I think of. I never think about, like, hey, I'm going to put a dead body in my... I never think about dead bodies in general, but, like, if I were, I don't think, you know, from Sopranos, you always know to toss it out in a river,
yeah.
But...
Buried them in this crawl space where you kind of, you know, can climb in there, and it's a dirt bottom underneath the house, and he had them in there, and the real way he was apprehended was that the police or investigators were in his house, and they smelled this smell, and it was the smell of the decomposing flesh.
Oh.
That's how they really said, this is our guy. But because a lot of the young boys, their parents said, oh, he had an interview with Mr. Gacy, and, you know, the policeman took him a long time to put this together, but that was how they wound up at his house, and then they caught him, He was bad, though. He was a bad guy because he sold paintings from prison.
Oh, gee.
He was the one who dressed up as a clown. He also was a fundraiser for the Democrats, which is kind of maddening for me, personally. And they have a photo of him with Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn.
Oh,
before
man.
He was caught.
Gee. I'd read it where he was he dressed up like a clown, but that didn't make sense. Is he dressed up like a clown in order to get the people, or was that after he?
No, that was part of his mask of sanity. That he was a successful businessman with a construction business, and occasionally he dressed up as a clown for children at fundraisers and hospitals and things, and that was what he did to look like a nice guy to the public. That was one of the reasons I think it was very hard for the police, you know, to arrive at him as the guy, because he had this community personality. Everyone thought he was a great guy. And he had been married, too, even though he was homosexual. He had been married and divorced. But he was just... the one thing I was going to tell you that was about him that I heard that made me mad is that he did paintings from prison before he died and sold them. Somehow there was... a selling going on, and I believe Tom Cruise bought one.
Tom Cruise bought a John Wayne Gacy painting?
Yes.
John Wayne.
No, it's that perverse thing in our society where, I mean, he was sentenced to death, and he was a serial killer who was doing paintings, and his paintings had value to certain people, collectors, because there was a limited amount, and that's I understand. And not necessarily that Tom Cruise, you know, personally bought it, but his estate had one or something. That was what I heard.
You know, that bothers me, though, that, like, you know, obviously he probably wasn't that good of a painter. He just was a serial killer who also painted in his time, which he had tons of because he was in jail on death row.
That's what's wrong with our... That's one of the things wrong with our society and collectors. They'll collect anything, something that belonged to Hitler. You know, it doesn't matter how bad you are as long as you're notorious.
So anyone listening to this podcast, don't be tempted to buy any artwork, sculpture, or any type of artwork from people on death row, because it just sets a bad precedent.
Right. It does, and it's just because the limited their days are numbered, so these are got to be valuable if they're going to stop coming out. But I think it's terrible. I don't think it's a good thing. There's something bad about our society that those things would be sold back and forth like that.
Yeah, I mean, I this guy, though, is completely bad news. I had one more piece of information on him that I wanted to address, then I'll let you get back to your bathtub.
Okay.
But I heard that, and this I got from Wikipedia, so you never know. I mean, Wikipedia is just about as reliable as of, you know, as the people.
But it's great. It's good reading. I think they're written pretty well. I like reading it.
I do too. I mean, I really appreciate that people do take the time to write that stuff. But one of the things that written about John Wayne Gacy is he never had any remorse, and his last words were, "You can kiss my ass."
Well, I guess that sort of shows you that he was a really bad guy, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, what kind of clown says stuff like that?
Clown, that's cute. You're funny, Sean.
Well, thank you, Mom. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You can have fun.
This is
edit me out. That's fine. If I'm edited out, I can take it.
I hope I can get the echoing out. That's the only problem, is because it reverberates off the bathroom, I think. But
no, I'm in that little, you know, that three-sided place where my tub sits in the wall. It's got three sides, three walls. Don't you think that's it?
Well, I don't want to picture it, and I don't think anyone else does, too, either. I mean, maybe they do, but the people listening to this podcast are probably the two people on this phone call right now. So
yeah. Okay. Well, you can work on editing. You can practice.
Well, and also, I'll use this, though. I called you Kitsy Taylor in the beginning. So this has been Kitsy Taylor with the Serial Killer Minute on the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast. Thank you, Kitsy, for joining us.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. That was Kitsy Taylor with the Serial Killer Minute on the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast.
Well, should we be putting this at another point in the podcast to make it easier for people to find when they are going through to reference Star Trek episodes?
You know, if I figure out how to do that, here, I'll do the intro. Hey, and joining me right now is Charles Gousseau on the phone. He is the Spotlight with Sean Taylor resident Star Trekkie.
Glad to be here, Sean Taylor.
So, Charles, I understand you have some opinions on particular episodes that you like. If you had to, like, if a gun were pointed at your head, or maybe a tachyon pulse, is that the right word?
A tachyon beam? A tachyon beam would send me back in time to the era of James Kirk rather than make me have to make a life or death choice. So if somebody pointed a tachyon gun to my head, I would say, yes, please, fire, because pretty soon I'd be hanging out with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock.
Okay, so I chose the one weapon that wouldn't destroy you. How about phaser? How about if someone pointed a phaser at you and didn't have it set to stun? It was.
What would it be set to?
Was that the only option for a phaser?
Yeah, there's stun, kill, vaporize, and then there's no stun, which is used in a couple of episodes where they pretend they're stunning somebody, but in fact, they're just making the noise.
There's a kazoo, is where you got to make your own noise. Wow, they are intelligent life. They've already shot us with something that we haven't even felt yet. I'm not even stunned. But that reminds me of the original series, though. That's TOS, I think you told me, right?
Oh, you're running well. Some might claim that the original series is now Enterprise, since it was set before Kirk's era.
That's right. So TOS, we'll still call it Captain Kirk's tenure. Do you have any couple of episodes that you're just like, if someone's just new to Star Trek or wants to see just maybe one or two episodes before they get hooked, what would be the top one or two for them to watch?
Now, I know that your listeners who found us because they like Star Trek would think that the correct answer would be Trust Tribbles, but I think that is actually incorrect. I think the best Trek episode is called Wolf in the Fold. It's about Mr. Scott fighting Jack the Ripper, only Jack the Ripper is not a 19th century London resident, but in fact a vapor cloud.
Jack the Ripper, the vapor cloud?
Exactly.
Hey, you're not trying to steer this conversation back on weather, are you?
Well, I did see a string of unexplained deaths of virgins in my neighborhood this afternoon. I don't know if that's at all related.
Wait a minute. In the Star Trek episode, the cloud ends up killing virgins?
Well, we never say virgins to Star Trek, but you never see Captain Kirk having sex with, which makes me think that they probably never got any.
Right, because they're holding out for the captain.
Or William Riker.
That's right. He's a real ladies' man, is that right?
Sean Taylor?
Yes. Hello?
I thought I lost you. Dr. Ripper had attacked the cell phone tower again.
Oh. Well, I'll let you go then. This is Charles Gousseau, though. Thank you very much for joining us, our resident Trekkie. And if you happen to see just one or two episodes of the original series, then make it be...
Wolf in the Fold.
Wolf in the Fold. And then if you want the standard answer you're going to get from most Trekkies, then it's The Trouble with Tribbles. That was Charles Gousseau. He is the Spotlight with Sean Taylor's resident Star Trekkie. Hopefully in coming weeks he'll have more recommendations, because there's a lot of Star Trek episodes out there, and I know our listeners want to know which ones they should listen to or watch, because Star Trek's not a podcast. But this is, and this is my very first one. So thank you so much for joining us on the Spotlight with Sean Taylor, first ever podcast. I hope you enjoyed the Serial Killer Minute and the talk of pizza, brushed on roller coasters for a second. And then we also talked about Star Trek. Thanks again, and I'd like to thank my guests, Charles Gousseau, Kitsy Taylor, and Nathaniel Rink. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and this is Sean Taylor signing off.